Shalom to all! Today we're going to be starting the brand new Masechta in Yerushalmi, Masechta's Megillah. And just like we're starting this Masechta together, we should be going to finish it together. And of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And Masechta's Megillah and all of Shas Yerushalmi is sponsored by Ilu Nishmas, Ha'isha HaChashuva, Maris Mirim Sarah, Bas Yaakov Moshe. And Masechta's Oter being learned, her Neshama should have a tremendous Aliyah, and she should be a Melech Yisrael for family and all of Klal Yisrael. Now this Masechta, we're going to be learning all about Megillah's Esther, in particular, when to read it and different issues that might arise. We're also going to be learning about the Mitzvahs HaYoyim of Purim, namely the four Mems, Megillah, Matanis Lav Yainim, Mishlech Manis, and Mishte. And later on in the Masechta, we're also going to be learning very halachas regarding Kriyas HaTorah and Hilchas Beis Knesses. So without further ado, the Mishnah tells us, Megillah Nikres, B'chadasar, B'shneimasar, B'shleshasar, B'abasar, B'chamisha Asar, Loi Pachas, V'loi Yaisar. The Megillah could be read on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th of Adar, not anything less and not anything more than that, meaning not earlier than the 11th and not later than the 15th. Now, who reads the Megillah when? So, Krachem HaKaf and Chaimah, Mimas Yeshua Benon, Karn B'chamisha Asar, cities that were walled at the time of Yeshua ben Nun, meaning when Yeshua came with the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. If they say he had a wall around it, so they're going to read on the 15th, and that's what we do over here in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. Now, Kfar Vayaris Gedailoi, small villages and large cities, Karn Bar Basar, they read on the 14th, which is basically the entire world, reads the Megillah on the 14th. Ella, however, Shakfar Magdim L'Yom HaKnisa, the small villages, they're Makdim, they precede reading the Megillah to the Yom HaKnisa. What's this referring to? So Ezra Sefer realized that the small villages are not expert in reading from the Torah, and that's besides the fact that they usually don't even have 10 people. So he was metakin that they need to come into the larger cities every Monday and Thursday to hear laning. So that means that no matter when the 14th of Adar falls out, they're going to be coming into the larger cities on Monday and Thursday anyway. So once they're there, the Mishnah is telling us that they could read the Megillah as well, even though it's not the 14th and it's either the 11th, 12th, or 13th. And that's what the Gemara begins by discussing right away. Megillah Nikras V'chulu. And over here, we're addressing a question that one should ask themselves, even though we just gave a great reason why the Kfarim should be allowed to read earlier. However, we still have an issue. Since the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were the ones who were metaken the Yom Tov of Purim and that we should read Megillah, we can't have a later Beis Din coming along just deciding, you know what, we have a great idea. Let's have the Kfarim read earlier because it's more convenient for them. It has to be that this was really approved by or instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah themselves when they made the Yom Tov of Purim. And that's what the Gemara tells us. Rav Ila quotes Shimon Bar Vah, who says, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ksiv, the Pasuk in Megillah tells us, L'kaim Yismei HaPurim Va'il B'zmanehem, to establish these days of Purim in their times. Now the question is, Matam Olam B'zmanehem, why does the Pasuk have to say B'zmanehem in their times? Just simply say, L'kaim Yismei HaPurim Va'il, to Mekayim these days of Purim. Why add in these words B'zmanehem? And so it must be that we learn from there that there's other times that we could also read the Megillah. And that's where we have Machlokes, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yisa, they argue about this. Rabbi Yonah Amar, he says, what does B'zmanehem mean? Litin Lahem Zman Macherim. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah themselves instituted other times to read the Megillah. Whereas Rabbi Yisa Omer, he says slightly differently, Zmanim Shekavulhem Chachamim, that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah established that later on down the line, if the Chachamim would like to add in times that the Megillah could be read, besides for the 14th and 15th, they could do that. And what were these days? Ve'eluhain, these are them, Achadasar, Ushneimasar, Ushleishasar, V'arbaasar, V'chamishasar, that's 11th, 12th, and 13th, and of course the 14th and 15th, which are mentioned beferish in Megillah's Esther. Ask more, hold on, E'ein Ela Shishasar, V'shivasar, maybe the days are added on are the 16th and 17th, namely you could read the Megillah on the 14th, 15th, and 16th and 17th. So Rav says to Shimon Blazer that no, the Pasuk tells us V'lo Yavar, but really it should be read as Lo Yavar. Namely, the Pasuk Megillah says, and if all the Pasuk was trying to tell us is that we're not allowed to be over and we have to keep these days as a Yom Tif, so we should just say Lo Yavar. Why add in this Vav, V'lo Yavar? It must be that we really continue reading the Pasuk, and it reads as follows, V'lo Yavar Lios Oisim Shnei Hayom Ho'ele, that we're not allowed to go past. Yavar is the Lashon of to be over, to pass by. And therefore we learn that these 2 days that are set in the Megillah, namely the 14th and 15th, so we're not allowed to pass by them, and so if we're going to be adding in 2 extra days, it can't be the 16th and 17th, it has to be earlier. We have the same drasha, where Nachman says B'shem Shmuel, Lo Yavar, V'lo Yavar. However, the Gemara continues asking, Ene Ela Chiva Siri, why don't we also add in the 9th and 10th? Once you're saying that B'zmanehem tells me that we're allowed to read extra days, so why limit it to 11, 12, and 13? Say, even 9 and 10, you could read the Megillah. So Shmuel Bar Nachman says B'shem Riyonason that no, Yamim Ein Ksiv Kan, it doesn't say Yamim, days, Ela Kayamim. Namely, the Pasuk says, Kayamim Asher Nachu B'hem Ayhudim, like the days. What do we learn from this extra chaf? Kayamim, Keneged Yamim, corresponding to the days that the Yidden rested. That's what the Pasuk says, Kayamim Asher Nachu B'hem Ayhudim, like the days that the Yidden rested. So corresponding to the days that the Yidden rested from their enemies, which is 2 days, that's the 14th and 15th. So corresponding to those, there's another 2 days that we could read the Megillah, and that would be Achadasar Shneimasar, the 11th and 12th, Keneged Arbaasar V'chamishasar, corresponding to the 14th and 15th. So it can't be more than just 2 days. It can't also be the 9th and 10th. It's more fine. Maybe it means that's the 12th and 13th corresponding to the 14th and 15th. Why are you saying 11th and 12th? So Rav Chalba, he answers, Yom Shlosh Asar Yom Chamah Haya, the 13th day of Adar was a day that everyone was waging war, they were fighting, as a humechich al atzmai she'ein b'nicha, that clearly shows about itself that there was no resting on those days, and the pasuk clearly told us that it's only corresponding to the days that were rested on. So therefore, it has to be 11th and 12th. Ask the Gemara, fine, me'ata al yikrubai. If that's so, so you shouldn't be allowed to read on the 13th, because it was a day of war, not a day of resting. So the answer is that no, l'fanu v'achrav karin, ubay einan karin, where do you say that before and afterwards you're allowed to read the Megillah? On the 11th and 12th, and on the 14th and 15th, it's okay to read, and on the 13th, you can't read, so the 13th is also fine. The Gemara continues asking a similar question to what we asked before, however, it's different, as you're going to see in a moment. Ay einay el achiva asiri, maybe it's only referring to the 9th and the 10th. In other words, maybe the 2 days that are being added on are not the 11th and 12th, but they're the 9th and the 10th. Previously, the question was being asked that maybe it's also the 9th and the 10th, besides for 11th and 12th. Here we're asking, why not only the 9th and 10th, as opposed to 11 and 12? And so Alpha and Bez on top, the Gemara answers, Kayamim. We focus on the word Kayamim from this pasuk, Yamim Shein Smuchin Liyamim. We're understanding as meaning days that are close to the other days. And since the other days that we read the Megillah are the 14th and 15th, so we're going to pick the 2 days that are closest to those, namely the 11th and 12th. Ask the Gemara, Vim Yamim Shein Smuchin Liyamim. If you're going to be saying that it's the days that are closest to other days, so in El Shishas of Shivasar, maybe it's referring to the 16th and 17th, not the 11th and 12th. And the answer is, Les Yachal, you can't do that. Tom Ravo, Shem Ravazar, he had already said, and Abad Aleph, Lo Yavar Vlo Yavar. And Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman Shem Shmuel also said, Lo Yavar Vlo Yavar. And again, that told us that we're not allowed to read the Megillah beyond the 15th, so it must be that we're talking about the 11th and 12th. The Gemara continues something similar, Tanim Shem Ravnasan, Abbas of Tanim Ravnasan, Kol Chadish Kasha Likris of Megillah, the entire month is Kasha for reading the Megillah. Matama, what's the source for that? When the Yushalmi says, Matama, it almost always does not mean what's the reason, like it does in Bavli, rather it means what's the source. So over here we have the Pasuk, Vachadish Shanepach Lam Yagil and Simcha Vagaymer, as we see, he mentions the word Chaydesh, so the entire month is okay to read the Megillah. However, Rechelba clarifies, Levad Ad Chamishasar, that's only up until the 15th. The Amar Vav B'Shem Blazer, Lo Yavar V'Lo Yavar, and Rav Yitzchak Nachman says B'Shem Shmuel, also Lo Yavar V'Lo Yavar, so we can't read beyond the 15th. The Gemara now goes on to clarify another part of the Mishnah. Hadadat Amar L'Kriyas Megillah. That was only said, meaning that the Kfarim, the small villages, are Makdim Liam HaKnisan, they could read earlier. That's only in regards to reading the Megillah. Avalasai Suda Einon Eisen, Elabar Basar B'Chamishasar. In regards to making their Sudas Parim, that has to be done on the 14th and 15th. And furthermore, Ve'in Mechakim La'aniyim, Elabar Basar B'Chamishasar. They're only allowed to distribute to the poor people, meaning giving Matanos Lavyayinim. That's only allowed to be done on the 14th and 15th as well. Why is that? Because Einin Neim Shalaniyim Tulias, Elabar Basar B'Chamishasar. Literally, this means the eyes of the Aniyim are waiting for the 14th and 15th. That's they know they're going to be able to get money to pay for their Suda and other things. And therefore, even though the Kfarim are reading earlier, their Suda and Matanos Lavyayinim have to be on the 14th and 15th. Asking more, why is that? View Elul Kriya of Elul Suda. These days should be both for reading and for Suda. Once we have our drasha that we're allowed to read Megillah earlier, so why not also do the Suda earlier? So Rav Chalba quotes Rav Chuna, who says B'Shem Rav, that the pasuk tells us, V'hayomim ha'ele nizkarim v'nasim. These days are nizkarim v'nasim. What does that mean? So nizkarim b'kriya. Nizkarim means to mention. That's something verbal. In other words, kriya, reading the Megillah. V'nasim means that we do something physical. That's b'suda, eating a Suda. So we see from this pasuk that Purim itself is for reading Megillah and doing the Suda, and it's only based off of our original drasha that we're able to read the Megillah earlier, but since it doesn't say anything about Nasim in that original Pasuk, it must be that we're not allowed to make the Suda earlier. Now the Gemara tells us as follows, Zaysay Meres, this clearly tells us, Shemegillas Esther Nitna Lidarish, that we could darshan Megillas Esther. It's not just a nice story that we read and it's interesting and fun, it's actually considered real Torah, real Psukim, that we can derive certain halachas based off of how the words are written. Everything we've learned up until now clearly shows us this, and we continue discussing this, Rav Chalba quotes Rav Yosef Shem Rav Blazar. Nemar Khan, it says over here in the Megillah, Divrei Shalim v'Emes. And Nemar La'alan, it says over there in regards to Torah, Emes Kenei v'Al Timkar. So we see that both Torah and the Megillah are called Emes. What do we learn from here? Harehi ke'amita shal Torah. Megillas Esther is like the truth of Torah itself. And so what do we learn? Mazut tzricha sirtot, avzut tzricha sirtot. Just like a Sefer Torah requires sirtot, namely before any letters are written on the parchment, the cloth, straight lines have to be etched into it. That's what sirtot is. Same thing with Megillah, it requires sirtot. Furthermore, what do we learn from this? Mazut nitnali darsh, avzut nitnali darsh. Just like the Torah itself is able to be darshined, so too Megillah is also able to be darshined. We see something similar to this in regards to another type of Megillah. Rabbi Yirmi says, "B'shem Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Megillah Shemasar Shmuel David nitnali darsh." The Megillah that Shmuel gave to David, that's able to be darshined. So there's a Megillah, a scroll with the tavnis, the layout and the design of the base of Mikdash that was given by Hashem to Moshe. He gave it to Yeshua. Yeshua gave it to the Zekanim. Zekanim gave it to Shmuel, and Shmuel gave it to David HaMelech, and then David ended up giving to Shlomo, who's the one who built the base of Mikdash. And so this Megillah was able to be darshened as well. So we ask, Ma'atama, what's the source for this? And the answer is a pasuk. So we're first going to read the whole section inside, and then we'll explain it bit by bit. The pasuk relates relates that David told Shlomo HaMelech, Hakol Beksad, everything is in writing, Miyad Hashem, from the hand of Hashem, Alai his skill, which he gave to me to understand. So now we explain this. Hakol Beksav, everything is in writing, Zuha Mesiris, that's referring to the Mesiris, meaning how the words are supposed to be written, with Chaseris or Yerseris, the different spellings. Then when he told him, Miyad Hashem, Zurucha Kodesh, that's David telling Shlomo that this was written with Rucha Kodesh. And then when he said, Alai his skill, which again means, which he gave me to understand, Mikan from he relearned, Shenitnali Darish, that this Megillah was able to be darshined, that's because the word his skill is used. His skill means to use your seichel, to delve into it, to try your best to understand, and the way you do that is by making drashas, as Shlomo was allowed to do that with this Megillah that was given to him describing how the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be. Rabbi just asked a question, V'lomalein and Amrin, why don't we use the following pasuk that tells us, V'tavnis kol, and the plan for everything, Asher haya beruach imoy, which was with him because of the ruach, and why not use that pasuk to tell us that it was written with Ruach HaKodesh? Why are we using the words, Miyad Hashem tells us with Ruach HaKodesh? Over here it says, Beferosh, Asher haya beruach imoy. That seems to be a better source. So Rav Mani, he explains, Mao beruach, what does this pasuk mean, Asher haya beruach imoy? Beruach piv, with the ruach, which literally means the wind of his mouth. In other words, the pasuk of Asher haya beruach imoy is telling us that David HaMelech expressed with the ruach of his mouth to Shlomo, meaning he verbally explained to him what this Megillah is and the whole Tavnis and the whole layout of the Beis HaMikdash, as it was actually not referring to Ruach HaKodesh. That's why the earlier pasuk we quoted, Miyad Hashem, is talking about Ruach HaKodesh. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.